The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
Mr. Weatherman. See, Miz, if you fill in for Ira, you have to be part-time sort of bootleg meteorologist. You got to do that. That's part of your role, especially for the Avid, for the Arden golfers out there. So what does the forecast look like for the day, my friend?
Remember what I said yesterday about being very nice and very enjoyable and sunny out?
That I do.
It's basically a carbon copy. A little bit warmer today, high in the low 80s, upper 70s, but sunny skies, maybe a what they call a fair weather cloud. So something a little wispy, give you a little shade, but no precipitation in the forecast for the foreseeable future, Sam. Highs in the low 80s.
Well, that is great news for those of you planning to head out to the Polo Fields Golf and Country Club. 18 championship holes on the golf course. You cannot beat it if you need to practice. Before you head on out there, a variety of practice options over at the Polo Fields. The driving range, the grass tee range, the short game practice area with bunker. Again, they offer golf lessons and junior programs for all levels. And here's the deal. For the rest of the family and doesn't necessarily want to get out on the links, got you covered. With a resort-style outdoor pool and hot tub, newly renovated concession stand, quick snacks, full dining menu, and ample outdoor seating. Want to get your workout on? Covered there, too. The fully equipped fitness center that has additional classes such as yoga, Pilates, and others that are offered. Again, all the amenities from golf to the pool, to the workout area, to, okay, the outstanding cuisine at the Polo Fields Golf and Country Club. For more information on the Polo Fields membership, you can always go to polofieldsccmi.com. Again, that's polofieldsccmi.com. Yeah, $150 million for Tim Hardaway Jr.
Ooh-wee.
Over the course of his career. Is that not outstanding?
That's pretty good.
You got, hey man.
Not bad.
when you think about three-star recruit coming out of high school, name was bigger than his profile at the time, and look at him now. One of the standard bearers as far as Michigan is concerned in the NBA. As we get into this Pistons, this Pistons presser, because we are up against the hour, so we'll play it at the top. But, you know, the thing that really, really stands out to me is how quickly Cade Cunningham, the understanding, the embrace of the mentality here in the city, or here in the Detroit fan base. I mean, man, look. Would he be accepted just being a number one overall draft pick anyway? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something to be said for paying homage to the bad boys. Something to be said for sort of embracing the going to work mentality. He seems to get it.
Mm-hmm.
He's not just coming in saying, hey, look at me. He's coming in saying, hey, I want to be one of you. And we already, and the other thing that he is not shying away from off the rip. Hey, we're a playoff team. Right now, we are waiting for, you know, we got to grow. Sure, we got to grow on the job. We have to mature. We have to learn one another and learn the league, us young guys. He said, no, we're winning right now. Not a championship, but playoffs. Pressure comes with it, but say, hey, man, pressure comes with being a number one pick. What's a little more when you say we're going to be a playoff team right now? I think the dude, for what it's worth, and for a lot of people, winning a press conference isn't worth anything. But I mean, I like to feel connected to the guy. Like, did you ever feel? Case in point, Matthew Stafford was a good performer for the Lions, number one overall draft pick. Did you miss Matthew Stafford? I mean, he was involved in the community, make no mistake, but did you feel like that's my guy?
Not really.
Never really felt like that's my guy.
No.
Even though he was number one overall draft pick. It's not a given. And you feel like that with Cade Cunningham. Comes oozing through in every media appearance, including this one that we're about to play for you on the other side. So sit tight. It's not just Cade Cunningham. It's Cade. It's Zay. It's Luka Garza, who, again, is going to have an opportunity. We'll see if he can step to it. And then Big B, as Miz calls him. Big B.
Mm-hmm.
Until we hear him say how to pronounce his name, which comes up on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports, Ann Arbor, Accumulus Station.